Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The Biden regime has done more damage to our republic and faster on the inside than any enemy could accomplish attacking us on the outside. Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. From my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military and intel analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me, Audrey.
It's always great to have you with us. And we're going to jump right in here with, we have quite a menu here, but it puzzles a lot of people why Nancy Pelosi, of all people, why the Biden regime would want her to go to visit Taiwan with the controversy that's going on. And first of all, why would they do that? Because the CCP then, of course, made it clear from not just one but several sources that they were going, if they, she would do it, they might shoot her down. So why would they do that in the first place?
They're doing it with one objective, Audrey. They want to make the Biden, O'Biden, as I call them, right, administration look strong. That's why Zawahiri was taken out. And they announced that on Monday. Now, I'm not sure that really happened.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
I am very skeptical. But let's look at the scenario. She gets into Taiwan right at this peak period. They've threatened us. And it turns out they're not going to do anything because this is all kabuki. Yeah. And the reason I say that, when you look at what China has done, and you've heard me say on this broadcast that World War III has started and we don't realize it because it's a different world war. Right. It's in accordance with their new unrestricted doctrine in which they're going to gain global domination. This was promulgated in 2005, as I said here, by General Hao Tian, who is their equivalent of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in which they said that they will get global domination without using kinetic warfare. That means bombs and bullets, right, warfare that we know. But they will use massive biological warfare and massive cyber warfare. Come 2020, we have, of all things, COVID-19. Right. It comes out of Wuhan. Nobody denies that. The question is it out of the fish market or the bat market or the virology lab? We know it's the virology lab because our good friend Dr. Fauci helped fund the gain of function. So when you put all these pieces together and what they have done and with their global dominance, and they elected Biden.
Right.
No way he could have won. And our good friend General Paul Vallely republished an article today called The Jig Is Up, and it basically lays out this whole construct of what's going on. And this is kabuki by the Democrats to make O'Biden look strong. Yeah. Now, not even they can make him look strong.
No, they can't. Then you have John Kirby coming out saying that we do not, he's talking about the Biden regime, we do not support Taiwan independence. Since when did we change our policy when it comes to Taiwan.
That's part of the kabuki.
Yeah.
You see, that's the first time we've heard that out of a White House.
Yeah.
See, no one's ever said that before. They've kept it ambiguous. But that was part of the payoff. And the Chinese going to suck it up a little bit for letting her come in and do that successfully. It helps her. Her husband, of course, facing that DUI charge. But all this is structured to make the O'Biden administration regime that was unconstitutionally elected to look good. And the Chinese are key players in that.
Yeah.
They did use cyber warfare, hammer and scorecard on the night of 3 and 4 November 2020.
Right.
And that's why this article in StandUpAmericaUSA.org, The Jig Is Up, explains it so eloquently and so brilliantly.
Yeah.
And that's what, in my opinion, this is all kabuki,
yeah,
again, to make this administration look good. Now, even this can't make them look good.
No. No, it can't. And for those that might be questioning, doesn't China, isn't it also true that China really does need us because we do a great deal of business with them?
They need us and they need Taiwan. Let me briefly explain why Taiwan.
Yeah.
All their manufacturing doesn't work unless they have those computer chips that Taiwan manufactures. Are they going to destroy them in an attack, or will the Taiwanese destroy them? And then the whole world grinds to a halt. Number two, we have $1.6 trillion in debt to China. They own of U.S. bonds.
Wow.
That, of course, if they start a war, gets erased immediately. And the huge financial problems that they've got in China today in the real estate, right, which is really causing them great difficulty, just becomes magnified 10 times. That's why they're not going to do anything. And they have orchestrated this. This is a set piece orchestration. And Trump, and O'Biden is going to release the tariffs he's got on him right now on Chinese goods, etc. One of these things that they overplayed was they won't even admit they're in a recession. The American people are fed up with this administration.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got less than 100 days, 95 or so days left to go before that election, and that's key. But they are still going to cheat again, and they're going to do it on the Senate side.
Right.
It's too difficult to do on the House side. And so wait and see what happens. Already California just yesterday is declaring a pandemic, and they're going to try to lock them down. Wait and see.
Yeah.
The World Health Organization last week, Colonel Tedros declared a pandemic with monkeypox,
yeah,
even though his board, his governing board,
yeah,
decided not to do that.
Yeah.
And he overrode them.
Yeah.
So you can see what they're trying to set up.
Sure, sure.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, I don't. In blue state areas, you will find people that will, in their incredible ignorance, comply with certain things, but otherwise generally no, because people know that is unlike what they tried to do this with AIDS, if you recall, and that it didn't work. Why didn't it work is because they knew it was through sexual contact. So is monkeypox, and that's been out there for a while, and they can't reel it back in. But there are enough numbnuts in blue states and blue state leaders that will try to do something. They'll try to do something, but it is not, it's not, as we well know, it's not airborne, even though you have, incredible how you have people in blue states that are wearing masks again, like a bunch of dummies. And but I want to talk about, I want to jump on here about fossil fuels, which we know that China is never going to, they're going to just increase their use of fossil fuels, but they're trying to get us off of it for several reasons. If the WEF were able to carry out its full agenda against fossil fuels, since 85 to 90% of what we do depends on fossil fuels in this country, what would be the ramifications for Western civilization?
Well, we'll fail because the climate agenda as presented by the UN and the WEF is really totalitarianism using a fabricated man-made scare.
Right.
And the WEF is using COVID and the climate to push this great reset and a new normal. Now, you've seen John Kerry believes that climate change is the greatest threat. But is it the climate and energy policies of the Green New Deal that are the greatest national security threats we face, Audrey?
Yeah.
The global institutions pushing this reset in the world believe that we, the unwashed masses, will create inequity, racism, environmental destruction, and a climate crisis if we are left to our own devices.
Yeah.
Look, these global forces literally want to regulate not just our farming, but every aspect of our lives. So look, let's beware of the climate emergency declaration Biden may do, just like the pandemic he's probably going to try to declare. Abusive powers via the COVID lockdowns will follow. And we've been saying this for 3 to 6 months now, that this is what their game plan is. And part of this game plan we just discussed, Zawahiri's death, or so-called death.
Yeah, and I don't believe it. Mm-hmm.
The trip to Taiwan, all orchestrated. Isn't it interesting how the
it's
time
theater.
Frame
has right. been Exactly. It's theater, like, as you said. Kabuki theater, it's theater. This is drama, just like we're seeing with the Ukraine. But the so that was World Economic Forum, WEF, that is trying to do that. But so is the WHO. And the WHO, the unreliable organization that supported global lockdowns, as you mentioned, that killed over 130 million people worldwide, by the way, now has declared, as you said, monkeypox a global health emergency. Now, this was tried, as I said, with AIDS, but it's sexually transmitted disease, predominantly in the gay community. So everyone is not at risk. Are they really going to try this lie again?
Yes. That's exactly what they're setting up to do.
Unbelievable.
They're going to compress it and, again, create fear. In the immortal words of Franklin Delano Roosevelt right after December 7th, 1941, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, Audrey.
Right, right.
Let's not let them, and because they've got the mainstream media behind them, including Fox News.
Yes.
Which now they've gotten blatant on it. Even though they've got some anchors that aren't, but it's the leadership behind it that is driving that in Fox News. And so that tells you that the media is going to pile on here. Wait until the Sunday programs come out and everybody starts saying what a great leader Biden is. And they're going to say all this. And, of course, you've got Barack Hussein Obama sitting there smugly taking this guy that is a doofus and trying to salvage him. And the mainstream media, which most people have to follow, they aren't fortunate, many people, to listen to what your guests say and really find out what's going on. And God bless you for doing it, Audrey.
Oh, thank you.
But the fact is, we are going to see, for the second time in a row, another great scam. The greatest in our history was 2020. And the leaks and things are coming out. When you don't let people come on and talk about 2,000 mules, when you don't let, in Fox News, of all people, Dinesh D'Souza cannot get on Fox News and explain the 2,000 mules and how in the 2020 election that they came up with all these mail-in ballots.
Yeah, what are they afraid of? The truth?
The truth, Audrey.
They're afraid.
The truth shall set us free.
Yeah, and well, it's just so long they can keep a lid on the truth. And talking about a lid on the truth, the FBI had Hunter's laptop since 2019, before the election, and they intentionally sat on it. That could be considered election interference since they knew what was on it. So if you could, now because he's going to be questioned before the Senate, but if you could question Ray about the FBI's actions on the laptop, what would you ask him?
Well, the first question I'd ask him, and I know all these answers, how long have you been sitting on that laptop? And how deeply have you let your lawyers and legal people and agents go into it and see the corruption and what's going on and who the big fella is, the who's getting 10% to be, he's living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's corrupt.
Yes.
And dealing with the Chinese Communist Party and China, so they're blackmailing him. And that's why all the things we are saying are part of this construct. The Chinese have been paying off the O'Biden criminal family for many years. It's been deliberate. What they did, and even what Biden himself has said on television when he went to the Ukraine and got the special prosecutor fired that was looking into Burisma and the money that went on. Yeah. I mean, he said that on television.
he was
going to withhold $1 billion. So his footprints and fingerprints are all over this.
Yeah.
And those are the questions you ask Director Ray and why he hasn't done anything about it. Yeah. Why they withheld it before the 2020 election.
Right. Well, from Hunter's laptop, we know that the FBI was wiretapping Hunter's partners at the Chinese firm CEFC, which was a front for the Chinese military intelligence. That's frightening in itself. So agents would have picked up some or all of the conversations that Biden, the vice president's son, had between 2015 and 2018 with the CEFC chairman Yi Jingming, director Jiang, forgive my pronunciation, Jiang Zheng Zhang, and associate Patrick Ho, the Chinese spies who would give him millions of dollars. Now, the FBI's surveillance of Ho was revealed during his bribery trial after he was arrested at JFK Airport on November 18, 2017. This occurred while Biden was vice president. Didn't the American people have a right to know this prior to the election?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Audrey. And why didn't they? Why didn't they? Why was it selectively taken out of the social media and nobody could discuss it? Why did 50 former CIA analysts and leaders say that the laptop was Russian disinformation? Those 50 should be brought to the Congress and say, what did you base that information on? Ray should have investigated and interrogated all 50. And the fact is, this is a grand scheme. Many, many people are involved. You cannot believe anything that comes out of this administration.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can't. And because I'm a big proponent of defunding and eliminating the FBI, we do not need them. We do not. Now, you do have whistleblowers, shockingly, in there, and they're the ones that are informing Congress about what has been going on all this time. But the thing that is still shocking to me is that is election interference. They cannot get away with that. Whoever is responsible, whether it's Ray or Comey or any of them, they have to be held accountable. Otherwise, this is a sham.
It is a sham. Everything that's going on right now.
Could you imagine you or I having done something like that? We'd be in the pokey already.
Absolutely. And Audrey, our listeners must understand, the 8 years of the Barack Hussein Obama administration, they took the new security rules that we had come up with, the Patriot Act, etc., and they abused them.
Yeah.
And so that's why all these things have come out, and for 8 years they implanted these cancers in the system. And in it went the Department of Justice. When have we had a honest attorney general?
Okay. It's a good question.
How bad it has been.
Yeah.
So the attorney general, the FBI, the intelligence community.
Lawless. They're all lawless.
They're all lawless. And guess who took out Zawahiri? The CIA.
Oh, yeah. Like, I really believe that. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, I don't believe that it was done. I believe what you said about the fact that they're trying to make him look strong. Because all of a sudden, they took him out. I don't believe it. Prove it. Prove it to us.
It's up, Audrey.
Yeah.
And we, the American people, are going to take our country back. And when they declare this pandemic, it will be, we, the American people, say no dice. We are not going to lock down again. This is not going to happen.
No. We don't even know the extent of damage that has been done. The suicide rates through the roof. The fentanyl deaths are through the roof, thanks to China and our no border. I'm not even going to say it's open border. There's no border because they won't allow our agents to even enforce the law. They tell them, don't stop them. Okay, so and the impeachable offenses here are piling up to the point where you just can't even see in front of you. They're just piled up. If you had a desk right now, let me ask you a question: if the Republicans take over both houses, do you think we're going to see an impeachment of this maniac?
Well, absolutely.
But do you? Because I don't think so. I think they're cowards.
He should be locked up.
He should be, I mean, you could.
The things he's done are worse than impeachment. He should be locked up.
Oh, absolutely.
For open borders, the mandatory vaccinations, what they have done to people, the increased death rates. You talked about fentanyl,
yeah.
Audrey.
Yeah.
We are dying at 18 and 40 years of age in the U.S. of fentanyl deaths at the same rate of the killed in action per year in World War II.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the second biological attack after COVID, which killed over 1 million Americans. And now they're over 100,000 a year. And I just heard yesterday that they've got even a more serious drug that's coming on that is far more severe and will increase the death rate. All these things are being done in concert with the communist Chinese who are manufacturing this. The cartels are selling it, making billions of dollars with the open borders. These are prisonable, treasonous terms. As a matter of fact, I would say it is treason because we are in World War III. We don't know it.
Yeah.
And it's worse than impeachment is what I'm saying.
Yes.
The
yeah.
penalty must be worse than impeachment.
I agree.
Be the death penalty.
I agree. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS and pre-order your upcoming book with General Vallely, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, A Blueprint for Saving Our Country? Where can they do all that?
Well, it's Citizens Commission on National Security.org is where I will send this transcript over to them, and they'll put it online so you can get it online and order the book through Amazon or other bookstores when it comes out in September, I believe.
Yes.
But it's important that the American people know enough is enough. The jig is up. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We're not going to let them do it again, Audrey.
No, we're not. We're not. As always, I will have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much again, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely, Audrey.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.